Now, the rest of the story. Fraser, Michigan, May of this year, 1988. Something big was going down. 80 grams of cocaine in a briefcase was about to change hands and police were ready. They had been tipped to the score. A surveillance unit had been set up in the suspect's apartment building complex in the parking lot. The dealers must be caught with the white stuff at precisely the right moment, and authorities would never have known where to look, nor for whom to look, without the assistance of a stoolie. His identity, well, that's the rest of the story. The following facts are alleged. Sources include Lieutenant Carl Smith of the Fraser Police Department, Ronald Wolber, Public Safety Director. There were three dealers in the gang. Their names were Stewart, Sawyer, and Tresconi. Stewart seems to have been in charge. On the last Friday of April 1988, they planned to unload 80 grams of cocaine, street value at least $8,000. The drop would take place about midnight. But shortly before 9 that same evening, only 3 hours before the dealers were to have left the apartment, a stool pigeon sang for the man, and he patiently gave a detailed description of the gang's operations. He told the police how much cocaine was being sold and how it would be transported. He even related the name and the address of the ringleader, a 28-year-old tough guy from Sterling Heights named Jim Stewart. For hours, the informer informed, and so, realizing they had little more than a half hour to prepare, police got an ARC team together, parked a surveillance unit in the crook's apartment parking lot, and waited. And as it turned out, everything the stoolie had said was 100% true. At the predicted time, Stewart and his two accomplices emerged from the apartment complex. Armed officers stepped from the shadows, told the men to freeze. Outmanned, outgunned, and boxed in, the bad guys gave up. Utterly astonished. They were utterly astonished that their super secret plans, that their carefully guarded plans had been uncovered. That's when the drug dealers learned the rest of the story, that someone had squealed on them. Guess who? That someone was the ringleader, Jim Stewart himself. Now, wait a minute. Stewart didn't know he'd been a stool pigeon until authorities told him how. You ever know what a baby monitor is? A baby monitor? It's a little one-way walkie-talkie box. You leave it in a nursery to eavesdrop on your infant so you can tell when the baby is crying. Well, not far from the drug dealer's hideout lived a couple of parents and their baby, and they had a baby monitor. But this baby monitor was somehow tuned in on dealer Jim Stewart's cordless telephone, so as Stewart planned the cocaine drop by telephone, the neighbor parents listened in, and they invited police to do the same. How did they know where Stewart was? Well, he made one other costly mistake. On his cordless telephone, he'd ordered a pizza. And in the process, he carefully, distinctly gave his name and his address. And now you know the rest of the story.